Extra with Amanda Flanders.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Business Bunker Extra on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk/2 on this Friday, the 4th of May. May the 4th be with you. Sorry, I had to do it. It had to be done. I'm joined.
I don't get it.
Oh.
She's turned me off again. She's done it again.
Just straight away.
She's turned me off again.
I didn't turn you on, it's easier.
I'm saying nothing.
I am joined in the studio today by my fabulous new addition to the team here, co-host Mark Goldfinch.
Hello, hello everybody, hello Amanda.
Thank you for joining us.
Oh, pleasure to be here.
And our guest in the studio is the lovely Annie Hollands of Inspired to Change. Hello, welcome to the Madhouse. We'll just call it that now. I said, welcome to the Madhouse, because we have fun here and it's crazy. It is May the 4th, which is fabulous. It is Star Wars Day, so people that don't like Star Wars, you know what's wrong with you. It's just the best thing in the world. Have you seen the new film? It's fabulous. It is the Business Bunker Extra Radio Show. We have got loads of stuff to cover for you today. We've got tweets coming in, shout-outs. We've got lots of events to talk about. We're going to be talking to Ali and finding out more about her.
Can't wait.
Dig in deep.
I'm excited.
We do want to, as ever, hear from you, the listener. Join the show. Don't be shy, okay? Nobody can see you or hear you.
In space.
In space. Yeah, exactly. Tweet us.
Oh, it's actually kid space, isn't it?
It is.
It is.
Kid space. Oh,
it's great when a plane comes together.
That was almost a segue.
The game is, how many space/Star Wars references can we get in today?
Okay.
Just so we know.
Listeners,
right, okay, we want your, yeah, tweet us, that's a good idea, tweet us with your Star Wars references, let's be having you, tweet us at Bunker Extra with an X, with the hashtag Be Extra, Be Bunker, so we can find you amongst our trillions of tweets that we have coming in, well, you know, a few hundred at least. Yep. You can, if you're feeling really brave today and you've got something to shout about, phone us in the studio on 01233 220035. That's 01233. I'm saying it really slowly because people have a phone, so I think if I slow down, they might do 220035. Got it? Okay, cool. And you can, as
I've
always,
got about 8 digits there. Like, I think that's okay, but I think they might be in the right order.
You
stopped halfway through. So
I know.
So
that's just confused people. You see,
confuse me. I'm usually confused.
And you can always email us at bunkerextra@gmail.com. If you've got an event you want us to shout out about, if you'd like to come on the show and tell everybody about yourself and your business, because that is what we're here for. So do email me at some point. Obviously, we won't read those out on the show today, but next week is always another week. On last week's show, I was joined in the studio.
Was last week's show a special show?
Last week.
Was it?
Was a super special show.
I can't believe how disappointed I am. There is no Prosecco, no chocolate, no strawberries, nothing. It's like all been eaten. There are a few crumbs and a few sort of party gigs around, but you know, they're all used. So it's
and some strange looking stuff stuck on the ceiling.
Some dents from the Prosecco corks.
From the corks, exactly.
We kept it away from the machinery, and that was fine. Well, no, I like Ali's idea. We should just make every Friday, make every bunker show a special show, so for every guest, bubbles and cake and strawberries.
I loved how disciplined you were as well, because actually you said everybody wanted to open a Prosecco at 11 o'clock, and you said, no, we'll wait until 12:30.
We're a little bit closer to 12 o'clock. Although I had bought orange juice so we could water it down if need be, so. Exactly.
Well, silly.
And nobody did, funnily enough. So we had a really good show last week. I was joined by my two regular co-hosts that have been with us on the show for a year now, Molly and Gemma, and our guest was Julie Stevens of Unique Design. So if you did miss out on the fun of the pork cocking, or even the cook popping,
is that a malapropism?
I think it is.
It's a
heroism,
yes.
I like the sound of pork cocking, though.
It says a lot about you, Paul. That we should just leave there.
With a bit of crackling.
I saw Julie Stevens speak at the PSA, the Professional Speaking Association, on Tuesday, and she did some new material, including putting us all in the zone to walk through our house and see things that we don't like about a house that need changing. So it was a really, really good technique.
And she did, when we were talking to her on the show, she was talking about a client that she'd worked with in the house, and it was quite funny because Gemma and Molly were sat there transfixed. And you could imagine.
Who'd never spent any money, it was a little house, and she was talking about all the scandal influences. Such a good story.
It was brilliant. So if you did miss it, and you missed all the fun and all the cork pop in. you can hear the show, because it is now forever on bizradio.co.uk, our new home for all of our listen-agains. If you go to the extra tab at the top of the screen, it is there, and if you want to, you can download it as podcast and take us wherever you go.
There is a caveat posted by Mr. Goldfinch earlier that the word forever has terms and conditions applied.
Well, hopefully that lasts forever.
He's seen my website, that's the problem.
I better put some small print in. I listen to podcasts all the time, and on SoundCloud, it's actually quite difficult to download some podcasts.
Yeah.
You have to put permission from the owner. So it's great that we can download this, because I listen to podcasts on my morning walks.
That's the thing, is people aren't always sat by their computers and they're listening and all that, so it's good to download it. So go download it and enjoy.
Catch up. Yeah, we've got a whole year's worth of episodes.
Not all of the extra shows, we've only just put the last five or six on.
The rest
of them are on my website, where they'll stay forever. Forever. And forever is for as long as I live, at least. So
yes.
No matter how far away they are.
Yes. Did you see what she did there? Yeah, she went solo on that, didn't she?
Oh. They could be in a galaxy far away.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a bit slow to catch on with this, okay? Yeah. I'm into the show, I might get it.
I do like obvious hand signals.
Yeah.
So that's it.
But now I'm going to be thinking the whole time of what I can say. I'm just going to stick with me, the force be with you. Tell my mummy to say it at the end of the show, okay?
Well, during the adverts, I'm going to Chewbacca.
Outside.
Oh,
yeah.
We'll have a vape or something. Listeners, I do not smoke.
I'm having a meal in Yorkshire later. Yeah. we're having a stir fry. It's an Ewok.
Oh dear.
Paul's not allowed to play anymore.
Okay, should I turn his mic off?
Yeah, right now. That's it. You're done.
The trouble is, I'm just laughing to myself because I was coming up with.
Oh, she's corpse. She's corpse. That's it.
Yeah, it's something to do with hands. So I thought we'd better move it on.
Listener, this is definitely getting towards Friday lunchtime. The bank holiday, May bank holiday, and the sun is shining. Everybody's in a good mood.
That is why we need Prosecco on the show. We've had lots of tweets and shout outs, so we want to say good morning to everybody. We're going to cover all of those in the second part of the show, so thank you everybody who's listening in this morning, and say hello to you. So we'll say hello to our normal listeners, the lovely Lisa Settle. I apologise, listeners, we just move straight on. Lisa Settle from Telcare, the lovely Emily from Pink Spaghetti.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
On there on the Twitter, and Davinia from Health Get Social, good old Molly Moodle has been on this morning, and Jason Allen. Okay, so he said, I have 2018 availability booking now. Okay, what dates, Jason? Because every single day, Jason Allen Sway, if people don't know, is a singer, and he is he does Michael Bublé tribute and the songbook era. He's absolutely amazing. So if anybody wants a tribute act or a just fantastic singer, Jason is available. Follow him on at Jason Allen Sway on the Twitter and find out more about what he's got. Some availability, so he wants you to book him. He's been on the show a few weeks ago, and he played at a charity ball that I did last year in May with Linda Garcia. He was brilliant. Yeah. He's really, really good, fantastic singer. So it's cool. So we've got loads more tweets which we're going to cover in a little while. But I won't
there
to
are,
first.
There are zillions of them.
There is.
Are we up to the zillions yet, or is it trillions?
Let's go zillions, because I'm a bit poor.
Well.
Hmm?
What?
Let's go back to your phone. It's fine. We want to hear about Ali.
Ali Horns?
Yes. Ali. Is it Ali? Has it always been Ali, or is it Alison shortened to Ali? Ali, the name.
That's all I have to say about that. I've rebranded Ali.
That's
your
name.
So I have very few people that call me Alison, and it's not.
Just your parents, and
that's
my
name.
Friend, and yeah. Like, who's she? You don't know who you mean.
Yeah, don't know who you mean.
So tell us all about you. You're a hypnotherapist.
I've been
struggling with words this morning. Therapy was one of them.
Yeah. But funny, you can say hypnotherapy.
Mm.
Hypnotherapy, hypnotherapy, hypnotherapy.
There you go.
Yeah. Yes, I am a hypnotherapist. I'm a solution-focused hypnotherapist, which is a little bit different, I guess, and it, although it's becoming more mainstream now, it's one of the most modern forms of hypnotherapy because it's based on solution-focused brief therapy and all of the findings in neuroscience. So all of the psychologies we've had before have, we've kind of, it's like, let's prod them and see what happens. Mm. And now we can go, let's prod them and take the roof off their brain and have a look at what happens. So that's why neuroscience has been really useful.
Not actually, literally, no.
We could, not, well, no.
You don't
no.
cut people's heads open while you're treating them.
No, it's a non-invasive therapy. No, but it's the lovely thing about having the neuroscience is we're getting better at making it work quicker. Mm. So it's very results focused. So when I talk about people's, you know, working with them with the brain, we do talk on, neuroscience 101 is what I call it. My own personal fear is that I meet someone with a doctorate in neuroscience who comes to see me, but I have a feeling that they wouldn't.
Do you not think?
No, I'm hoping that they would figure out what was going on in their own heads and be okay, funnily enough.
So. Oh, no, they're the worst. They're all barking mad.
I say nothing.
So how did it all start? What did you do when you left school? How did you get into hypnotherapy?
Oh, gosh. No, I was talking to my 16-year-old daughter, she's 16 now, she was then 15, and she was all like, oh, I don't know what I want to do when I grow up. And she goes, and I just went, I'm in my 40s, I've only just figured it out, don't worry. So I wouldn't say I had a career until my mid-30s. Up until then, I probably had a job.
Fair enough. And what jobs were you doing? Did you give a try of everything?
Just very tedious ones. Kind of like, you know, jobs you do when you're somebody's mummy.
Yeah.
You know, nothing special, just earning money. Didn't have a clue what I wanted to do because, you know, I couldn't be a shoe designer, so I wasn't going to do anything. But in my 30s, after being made redundant just one too many times. I mean, how many times have we heard that story?
I know, it's the same
it's
story.
Literally,
isn't it?
So I was listening to Julie, and I was thinking, and I'm going to answer the question the same way, one too many redundancies. And it's just like, all right, I'm the only one who gets to sack me now.
Yeah.
So because I'd always written for the businesses that I worked for, and I'd always worked for small businesses, I kind of knew a little bit about kind of going networking, and I knew I could write quite well, and so I decided that I was going to be a copywriter. So okay. That was it.
Yeah.
And so I rocked up at my first meeting. I think it was for networking in Orpington.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I know. And someone said to me a couple of years later, they said, yeah, what you were dressed in, I thought you'd been out the night before and just hadn't been home.
Nice.
I know. And I'm thinking about it, it's like, I really liked what I was wearing that day. How dare you?
Well, you've still got it on now, haven't you?
No, this is much more calm.
If it's breakfast time, it's, you know, for a networking meeting, that'll be a breakfast meeting, and it's you'll need to leave home at 6:30 or something.
Yeah, pajamas. Nothing wrong with Jim James in a dressing gown.
Well, no, I was in a very, very nice summer dress, very high heels and big hair.
Yeah.
Not wholly different. People actually thought I was saying, that tall woman, until I got off my heels one day. They didn't know I was only 5'6" for ages. So yeah, so I started that business, and then I, funnily enough, at networking, met someone who did a talk on hypnotic language. And so I just thought, well, that's fun. I wonder if you could write it, because hers was for sales. So I wonder if you can write it, and ended up, I don't even know how, studying it. Okay. So it was just kind of...
Where did you go to study? Did you start online, or did you...
You can't study hypnotherapy online. That would be a terribly, terribly bad idea.
What do you mean? Google knows everything.
You can read about it.
You can't study to actually help people. That would be dangerous.
Alexa not help me?
It's a bit before Alexa. Otherwise, I'm sure that would be fine. It's fine. You can do some research online, but to be... study to be a hypnotherapist, you need to get practical.
Okay.
Practical kind of like time, and the to get kind of like a recognized nationally kind of for the associations, it's a minimum of 50 hours practice.
Okay.
So you need to see clients.
Isn't there a lot of professional qualifications require you to have therapy too? Is that true?
It's more counselling.
Okay.
Counselling require you to have therapy for it. But the thing is, with anything like that, you're going to kind of come up against your stuff. I mean, I teach now, so we lecture now I lecture for CPHT, which is a national hypnotherapy brand, which is solution-focused hypnotherapy. And it's really funny, every month someone will have a little meltdown and you go, it's okay, this was just your month. Mm-hmm. We've done it now.
Yeah.
It's great. Actually, you're in perfectly, this is all good. You're in just the right place. Because you can't help but come up against your stuff
when you do this. Yeah. So when you're in training, when you were learning the techniques, mm-hmm. how many people did you were you actually exposed to?
How many people? None. I stayed dressed.
50 hours.
Sorry.
50 hours of...
It's going to be one of those shows, isn't it? You can just tell.
Did you not know? I'm kind of known as a professional bad influence. So it's like people think it's them.
Ali still holds the record, in my humble opinion. Yeah. I presented a prize to Ali once and she did the best acceptance speech I've ever heard.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm afraid I can't tell you what it was on the radio. But it was brilliant.
Thanks. Because I was networking a lot, I was regional leader of 4N at the time, so I just used to stand up and go, who would like to be a hypno pig? Everyone said, yeah, so I actually got enough people for every single student.
Oh, that's
true. So we used to have them come in, and they would come in on the Saturday or Sunday in the afternoon, and we would run hypnosis sessions. So,
did you make a new school like a pig or cut
no,
chicken?
That would be mean. It's not very, as I say to any client that asks, less now than used to, it's not very therapeutic. So if it was helpful, yes, we would, but it isn't, so we probably won't.
You're causing more problems for yourself down the line, and certainly for them, than you
think. Exactly, there's no therapeutic benefit to dancing like a chicken. If we want to have a little happy dance in my therapy room, that's fine.
Has it possibly ever crossed your mind with somebody who's obstreperous or dislikable that you might... Without doing it, obviously, but has it ever crossed your mind that you might?
Yeah. Come on, Ali, you can tell us. Nobody knows. Nobody's listening.
I just ask some really hard questions and make them work harder.
Yeah.
We're in one of those moods, aren't we? Right, but I'm just going to ask you really hard questions and stare at you till you answer. And the thing is, people who are a bit naughty, for want of a better word, or obstreperous, you know, it's just because they're not in a good place. They don't mean to be, so I sort of let them off, and I'm quite good at getting people to behave.
So when people come to you, they come to you because you're the only hope.
I'm so proud of you right now, Amanda. I'm getting a little bit tearful.
I've been holding that one for the last 5 minutes.
It's so good. They want to achieve something.
Yes.
Or they want to stop doing something, or they want to achieve something.
So they don't do
and
this.
Therefore, they're there, they want it to succeed.
Yes. Yes, they do. Mark's just being the grown-up.
I know. But this being stupid.
We're also proud of you, Mark, for being the grown-up while we're just sitting here kicking.
He's the only
everyone can know he's looking for there.
Come on, you can do it.
I was trying to make only one and make it sound like Obi-Wan. He's the Obi-Wan being sensible here.
Obi-Wan being sensible here.
I see three people laughing, but I also see 3PO.
Just shaking my head. Yes, people do want to achieve something. That is, even if they think it's they will say it as coming away from something quite often. So yes. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that.
It's a negative journey rather than a positive journey.
Yeah, but that's how they see it. Very quickly. I mean, I always say that very quickly. I talk about the first question I ask is not what's wrong, but how do you want this to help?
Yeah.
So, and even when they sort of talk about it in the negative, I will always get them round to, so when it's done, what will that be like? So I'm training them right from there to start looking for solutions, because the trouble is with a lot of traditional hypnotherapy, I was trained in traditional hypnotherapy, I retrained in solution focus because I knew that I'd get better results. And the trouble is we kind of talk about the problem, and the things we know that every time, I'm just about to get super geeky, every time, I'm really sorry.
We've already done that, because we've been doing the Star Wars crates
all morning. I'm just going to full on geek now. So every time we even have a thought, we have to have like a little neural connection. So we have to like go down a neural pathway. So if we're consistently talking about the problem, we just get really good at going down negative neural pathways. Mm. We have to get better at going going down positive ones, because the positive ones will allow you to be in your intellectual brain so that you can come up with solutions. Okay, I'm going to stop being geeky.
No, but that's really interesting, because I used to use the analogy, although a brain isn't like a computer entirely, of a program interrupt. What happens with a computer, it can get into what's called a deadly embrace, where it keeps going around the same loop.
Yeah.
And that's really what you're saying. You're going round and round the same loop, analysing the same problem over and over again and coming up with no solution. Mm. And the only way to break that cycle is a program interrupt. With a computer, you whack it on the top with a hammer.
I've never hit
that's less legal like with human beings.
I slightly nudge someone when they needed to, if they you know, if they were really tired and they fell asleep while we were doing trance.
Trying to be serious, do you find though that a lot of people don't actually even understand the problem that they've got, that they think they've got a problem that's actually different to the one they've got, if that makes sense?
Here's the cool thing. Doesn't matter,
right?
I don't and that's the lovely thing about the way I work, is that I don't have to engage with the problem at all.
Because it's the solution you're looking for.
So the problem is, like I always say to people, it's like, it's really great, thank you for telling me, we're not going to talk about that again because you know about that.
Yeah.
What you don't know about is how to be better.
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to learn about.
Yeah.
So whilst being respectful of it, when people understand I'm not being disrespectful, I'm actually being helpful, then it's okay.
Yeah.
You know, because we're trained, aren't we, to let's talk about that.
Yeah.
You know, let's get into the problem. It's like, and so it's like, what, we're not going to, we're not going to talk about that.
You're absolutely right. And in a different context, I've been doing a lot of IT technical support this week because we've had a few technical problems. And I was moaning at Amanda last night about this, about how people will keep telling you what the problem is when you're trying to focus on the solution. And that's entirely the issue. They keep going, yeah, but this doesn't work. I know it doesn't work, but I need to know what it actually is doing. Yeah, it's not working.
Well, you come across that people are very comfortable with the past because obviously they have experience of that.
Yeah.
And less and more cautious about the future and visualizing, especially visualization of their future. So you quite often find that people make up, you know, they'll tell you their whole case history at length, and then she said, and then he said, and then I did, and then that was terrible. Well, that was good. And now I'm here.
Yeah.
You know, and that's half an hour, so that's basically half the slot that you've got time for. So obviously you have to cut through that much sooner and get people towards the visualization space much sooner and focus on the future.
Yes, that's pretty much it. Just cut through.
Yeah.
Basically, I mean, I've got so many questions, but unfortunately time is going really fast.
That time thing.
Exactly. I've only got pause. Have you seen that film Click? It's got a remote control and you can pause and fast forward and rewind life.
I have, but years ago.
It was years ago.
Like BBC Click.
I haven't seen it.
Why should I have any other name?
Click.
Like BBC Click.
And pause and mute. You can, anyway.
I remember the mute one.
Mute somebody. Yeah. And I mute you now.
Groundhog Day.
Fantastic film.
That film.
Obviously, I've got so many questions about the hypnotherapy, because it's... So you can delve right in. I couldn't think of a...
I saw one going.
I was trying to, but it just didn't work.
Yeah.
Black hole.
Absolutely fascinated to hear a bit more about it.
It's like a Star Wars, isn't it?
No, mate. No. Dear Twitter, tell her off right now.
These are some good ones in the DMs. People, feed me here. I'm suffering. But I wanted to touch on also that... your business side of things, and the fact that as well as helping people with your solutions-based hypnotherapy, you also help business owners, startups and small businesses, and even some medium-sized businesses with building and growing their business with your masterminding group, Enact.
I do.
You do. Yes. So how, in exactly 2 minutes, tell us all about it.
I can tell you in one line what it is. So... real masterminding, I'm going to read it, combines peer-to-peer mentoring, collective problem solving and accountability. That's what it is in a nutshell. Enact is purely for small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually not for startups or medium-sized businesses, funnily enough. Startups, because there's not enough history there,
no.
So they're always there. it just doesn't work. We need someone with a little bit of history. So even if it's the new business, it'll be their second business.
Yeah.
They'll have been, or they'll have been in business in like a pivotal role for a while. So it's not, the business isn't new to them. But it's when we get to the end of our thinking in our head and we need something outside, and that's where that kind of peer mentoring goes brilliantly, and problem solving, and the accountability is to keep us on track, because you know, we can always let ourselves off, but if you've got someone you care about, you tend not to let them down.
Mm-hmm.
It's much more difficult. In fact, we're, what is it, it's something like 50% more effective, more likely to do what we're going to do if we think we're going to let down someone we care about. So that's what we leverage in an act. So it's about having people, so you can't just buy your way into an act. You have to be kind of like, it has to work with the group, so it's very much crafted. So we get these brilliant people together with a beautiful process that works, which is what I'm going to be talking about at the Network is Networking event, the psychology that goes on behind it.
Yes.
And me to keep everyone on track. Hence the reason I'm here. And this is like, I tell you what, business owners, way naughtier than clients. Like nailing jelly to a wall or herding cats.
So would you say this is the unreasonable friend or the reasonable friend who is being tough with you? It's because it's
best friend.
I would say it's
best friend. You know how some people, when they talk to you, you just wouldn't even listen to what they were saying?
Mm.
But if it's your best friend, you'll listen to even the toughest stuff because you know they've got your back.
Yeah.
That's what we create in it.
Of course, it's mutual, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's lovely watching it. When people really get to know one another, and it's just, it's literally, you know, if someone's having a, you know, a really tough time, or it's, something's going, it's not going how they want it to, there's no, you know, there's no leaving anyone behind. It's just like, no, come on, mate, what are we going to do? Let's get it sorted.
Business owners of a certain level, we've all been there. You know, we've all sort of had experience, similar experiences in past past businesses and past clients and cash flow and all the other problems that businesses have. So we can share, we can empathise possibly better than people outside.
Sure, and it's also everyone brings their kind of their whole of their experience, so their life experience, you know, even the, you know, someone who's like travelled to different countries, they'll have a different perspective. You know, that's really important to have different perspectives, different personality styles, different thinking styles, as well as different business backgrounds, because that's what, when you get like a really good mix and you get it going from all angles. So this, the issue that every single person deals with, you know, is it's got no chance, you know, because everyone gets, it's not, we don't make people wait like a certain amount. You get a go every single month. Everyone gets a go every month, and it's, that's why it moves forward and it works so beautifully.
And the accountability is the
accountability
that keeps people just coming, well, actually acting on the advice through your processing and then working through that advice and implementing it in their own business every month.
Because that's the thing, most of the time people, you know, plan, set goals and all that type of thing, but whether they follow, take any action from it is what I think a lot of business, you know, a lot of business owners go, oh, yeah, I'm going to do this, and then they just don't do it. But whereas if you're accountable to somebody and somebody goes, well, why haven't you do it? Or come on, you can do it, and then you're more likely to do it, and it just helps. The thing I love about masterminding is it doesn't matter what business you're in, you're running a business. So running a business is the same for everyone. We all have the same processes that we have to do to run a business, and then what we do in that business is obviously what we're experts on. Well, we're going to hear a little bit more about...
That was a James Bond 2 minutes. There's every James Bond minute, there's 2 minutes to save the world. That's at least 5 minutes.
Exactly. I do like extending my minutes. No, did you not notice? I pressed the pause button on the time, so we're fine.
Click.
Exactly. We're going to hear a little bit more from Ali about that when we talk about Network is Networking after the break. So you are listening to the Business Bunker Extra Radio Show on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk/2. It is, if you haven't already noticed, the 4th of May. May the 4th be with you. And I'm joined in the studio today by our fabulous new co-host, Mark Goldfinch.
Hello, thanks Amanda. Hello everybody.
And our guest is the lovely Ali Hollands of Inspire to Change and In Act.
Hi.
Hi, and we've been hearing all about Ali and solution-based hypnotherapy, which is intriguing. And of course, Paul is with us today.
Hello.
We are going to be right back.
We've been hearing about the Mastermind Group.
Yes, we have been hearing lots and lots. We are going to be right back after this quick musical interlude. I didn't think of finding a Star Wars song. What's wrong with me? Anyway, Queen instead.
Tonight,
business owners to understand how to network more effectively and efficiently. Three great speakers, eight of the best networking, masterminding and business support groups in Kent, and 50 plus great business owners to meet, network with and connect with. Join us at the Networkers Networking event. It's an event not to be missed.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
ZC Live, bringing a digital one-day event to Kent with Zoe Kent. ZC Live, register for your free place. Visit zcsocialmedia.com.
The Venues and Events Expo Southeast at the Kent Event Centre, Detling, on Thursday, 31st of May. A one-day exhibition for event professionals, venue finders, PAs, VAs and business owners who want to connect with amazing venues and great suppliers for their events. Whether you are organising a business event, meeting, seminar, conference, workshop, team building or a corporate party, you will find everything you need in one place. We have a variety of talks from industry experts and a series of masterclasses including team building, well-being and much more. To find out more and to book your free place, visit www.venueseventsexpo.co.uk.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
And welcome back to the Business Bunker Extra on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk on Friday the 4th of May.
May the 4th be with you.
Yeah, we're in sync now. Yes. I am joined in the studio by our lovely new co-host, Mark Goldfinch.
Hello, hello listeners.
Welcome again. And our guest today is the fabulous Ali Hollands of Inspired to Change.
Hello, hello.
Now, we've just been hearing all about Ali's solution-based hypnotherapy and how she also helps businesses and business owners with her masterminding group Enact. Now, we have got lots of events and tweets to talk about, but quickly before we do that, Ali, can we let people know how they can get hold of you? Because we ran out of time the first half of the show. How's the best way for them to contact you?
So, if you... This is sounding so terrible. If you Google Ali Hollands...
There I am.
So you can just pick your best way. So I hang out mostly on Facebook and Instagram because obviously I'm mostly B2C because I work with clients, but I am also on LinkedIn and don't talk to me on Twitter though. You won't get an answer, I'm really sorry. But yeah, so very, very easy to find.
Cool. So if you want to find Ali, just Google her. Nobody Google finds everybody. It's fantastic. Now, Mark, we've got some amazing events to talk about, haven't we? So let's get started with what have you got over there?
Well, let's start with the Networkers Networking,
shall we? Let's do that. Two weeks to go.
Yeah, I'm booked. And also, this is Safari time as well, isn't it? Potentially.
I'll
go through this. So basically, it's a Networkers Networking event. If you're not familiar with it, which Paul Andrews might be new to this, so it's it's a full-day event that is all about networking, helping business owners to be more productive with their time and make great connections. And having been to a few of these, I can say, yes, it is a great way of making great connections, business connections in Kent and South East England. The next one is actually at the stunning location of Portland Hotel and Wildlife Park, Thursday the 17th of May, 9:30 start, all day, including lunch. And the theme is digital. So three great speakers, Ali Hollins. Would you describe yourself, Ali, as an award-winning clinical hypnotherapist and successful businesswoman?
That's exactly how I describe myself.
Exactly. Is the right answer. Okay, Molly Wright, founder of Molly Noodle Media. Molly Wright worked in marketing for over 7 years. She'll be sharing the power of online marketing via social media. Amy McManus, founder of AN Marketing. So three great speakers. Who's it for? Business owners who are serial networkers who love networking. Networkers looking for the next step. People just started networking and people who network already but are frustrated that they're not working with networking, and this is an event to really improve.
So fantastic.
Book now. It's butterflybusinessevents.co.uk/NNE to book.
And I have a special offer for any of the Bunker and Bunker Extra listeners. If you book and use the promotion code BUNK, B-U-N-K. It's short, you don't look too long.
Bunk.
Such a good word.
Bunk. Yeah.
Bunk.
Don't forget, networking is part of work. It's not bunking off
work. Exactly.
Yeah, no, this is not bunking off at all. You'll be working all day. You can have a discount. So book your place today. We've got 2 weeks to go. There's a few places left. We will be going, we will be going on safari.
Great.
So everyone's going to go on safari at the end of the day, which is going to be amazing. So
we're going on a bear hunt.
No, we're going for the giraffes.
And we're going for a giraffe hunt. We're going to catch a big one.
I have an email here from Peter Sell, the Business Doctors. He'd like to let us know that next Wednesday week, Wednesday the 16th of May. I get confused. Wednesday the 16th of May is Kent Vision Live at the Kent Event Centre in Maidstone. And Peter is there with the Business Doctors, and he says, not sure what the next step for your business is, want to scale up your business, or have you come to a point where you want to exit your business, come and visit the Business Doctors at stand 441 to find out how we can help. You can register, it's free to go to the Vision Live, and you can register for your place by either going to kentvisionlive.com or .co.uk or businessdoctors.co.uk. And also, Peter is running another event on May the 21st from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the Business Terrace in Maidstone. It's a free event, and it's Is Your Business Strapped for Cash But You Don't Want to Borrow? Peter is running lots of little mini workshops and events for people free with their business. So if you want to find out more about that, again, if you go to businessdoctors.co.uk or businessinmaidstone.co.uk and find out more about those. What else have you got over there, Mark?
Can I just say on the 16th of May, the 2020 Vision, I've actually booked up for that. There's some great speakers through the day, workshops, lunch about business. So there's it's not just the stands where you're lots and lots of people exhibiting, lots of people to meet, but actually there are some really, really good seminars going on all the way through the day. ZC Live. So Friday the 1st of June 2017, it says, yeah? Friday the 1st of June 2018, I guess. All-day event, 8 a.m. to 5 a.m. to 5 p.m.
No, it's not 24 hour.
No, that's Slowpoint. You're getting confused now. That's happening today.
It is happening today. Oh, I'm not going. I can't make it this afternoon. But Strood Academy, this is a ZC Live one-day social media and digital event in Kent. Strood Academy, Carnation Road, Rochester. The speaker, Zoe Cairns, obviously. a great international speaker, business owner, TV commentator, plus Matthew Scott, Kent Police Commissioner from Kent Police, talking about how you should be using this social media platform for your business.
Fancy Live is going to be fantastic.
Yeah.
It's going to be a really great event. There's always loads going on there.
Yeah, good chairman.
Good what?
Chairman.
Good chairman.
Mm.
Yeah, I think he's right.
He's been volunteered again.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm co-chairing it with...
Should we tell them what you're going to do at the V&E?
The
Venues and Events Expo, because we're talking about events at the moment.
You're going to tell me what I'm doing at it, are you?
Oh, I like that. Well, you already know. I told you last night.
Thursday the 31st
of May. I need to know now.
Yeah.
Yes. He's going to be emceeing the silent seminars.
You see what she did there?
Yeah.
I'm emceeing the silent seminars.
Have you got your semaphore back up
to speed? Exactly. It's how to do tic-tac.
Yeah, the silent seminars are seminars that are run during exhibitions going on in the same hall, and everyone of the attendees wears headphones, and the speaker's obviously speaking to microphones.
Like a silent disco.
Yeah, exactly.
But with less dancing.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I could get them up on FA, couldn't I?
Do that.
Yeah.
Favourite thing, silent disco.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Them.
Yeah.
So cool.
Sorry, off topic.
So, Mark, we're on that. Why don't you give us the full details?
Yeah, the Venues and Events Expo Southeast at the Kent Event Centre, which is Detling, I believe.
County Showgrounds.
Yeah, Thursday, 31st of May, 2018, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. First event of its kind in the Southeast, a one-day exhibition for event professionals, venue finders, PAs, VAs, and business owners who want to connect with amazing venues and great suppliers for events. So, where are we? Over 100 venues and event suppliers from the Southeast to meet. Fun, informative masterclasses, some of them silent, and workshops. So the Venues and Events Expo will give you the inspiration and means to create and organise the meeting or event you desire. And having organised events, I know how complicated they are. I know this is a really, really great resource for people creating events.
Mm.
Masterclasses from top industry speakers Gavin Farley and Richard Harper from Into Events, Koopy Springer, She Builds Brands, Hacks, who's a fantastic filmmaker, Prisma Broadcast, Amanda Flanders, never heard of her, Effortless Events, Butterfly Business Event, surely, Molly Wright, Social Media for Your Event, Amy McManus, Using Google Marketing for Your Events, and Richard Bell, Cybersecurity and GDPR for Events.
Mm.
Should be a good day.
You've missed out all the exciting stuff.
Oh, okay.
That's the good informative.
Oh, I've seen Bubbles and Wellbeing and Cocktails.
Yes, okay. Workshops, cocktail masterclasses, canapes and bubbles. Team building with Bite. We're going to be making toys for gorillas. Epic. Yeah. Oh, amazing. Absolutely amazing. Toys for gorillas and video tech. And well-being. We thought we'd have a bit of well-being in there with the alcohol and the
so I think they go quite well together.
Exactly.
So, to find out more and book your free place to visit the exhibition, visit www.venueseventsexpo.co.uk.
It's free, people. It's going to be an amazing day out. Come along and join us. It's going to be awesome.
I think the thing is, it's the first time. This is a brand new event about a brand new set of topics, about a brand new thing. So it's completely different. So it's really worth going along there to find out what it's about, because it's just so different to anything that's happened before.
Yeah. This is not a business event. This is not a business exhibition. This is for the events industry, but for all business owners in Kent to come along, because it's going to be fun. There's going to be so many people. You're going to meet so many connections you're going to make. It's going to be brilliant.
And there's so many great venues in Kent.
Exactly. We've got venues from London coming in as well. Sandals have just signed up. So if you want to book a...
Is that in Great Stone?
Sandals as in... No.
Sandals as in St Lucia.
Sandals tourism.
It's Margaret's.
Anyway, check out the website, venueseventsexpo.co.uk. It's all on there. Women in Business Luncheon. This is a bit of me and you, Molly. Ali.
Whatever your name is.
Molly. Young, naughty, funny. I'm good with that.
Yeah, you're good. Yeah, we've got a second Molly. Wednesday the 13th of June at 11:15 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at the Crown Lodge near Ashford is a luncheon for women in business. The keynote speakers are Kubi Springer, She Builds Brands. She's a brand specialist, and she's going to be talking about how to increase your personal brands, network and social capital. And Gillian Monk, Managing Director of All Health Matters, when the going gets tough, change it. You have a nice lunch and you've got speakers and then lots of other business women to network with and connect with. It's a fantastic lunch. It's £31.50 plus VAT. If you want more details and to book, go to kentwomeninbusiness.co.uk. Do you like a nice luncheon?
Can I sneak in a little event?
Always.
Oh, that's so kind of you. Thank you. So, we have my next taster session coming up. So, it's on the 24th of May in Maidstone. It's real.
The 4th of May.
The 24th of May.
May the 24th be with you.
Yes, that too. Yes, definitely. So, and it's, so this month for me is all a bit, it's masterminding month as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Masterminding in May. And that's in Maidstone, 1 till 4. There's some free rooms above Starbucks and they're awesome little meeting rooms. So we hold the tasters there. That's so you good. Can grab a coffee, come upstairs and you actually get to try out what masterminding really is.
So. Brilliant. And that's the thing, I think a lot of people don't know it, understand it, or what's this sort of thing. Go along and try it out.
Yeah, that's exactly what I mean. Yeah. So people can kind of get, you know, get in the sleeves rolled up and get stuck in and go, oh, I get it now.
Yeah.
And, so I must admit, and it's nice to meet people as well. I must admit, the first time I went masterminding, and I was very new in, within my first year, it scared the hell out of me. They were vicious. I'm not going to tell you who it was or what group it was, but they were vicious. And I'm like, maybe masterminding is not for me. And to be fair, I was, as you say, it's not necessarily good for startups because you don't necessarily know where you are, what your journey is.
I had the same experience as a startup, and it was too early for me. So actually, the way you're using Enact with slightly more established businesses who understand the business model is better, I think.
Yeah.
Startups, there are resources for startups. You know, people in the first few months and years of starting
up. So you've just got to get, you've just got to be doing.
Yeah.
You've got to have enough. It's when someone's like, right, I've done all this stuff. It's really awesome. Okay, now I need to get better.
Now I understand the business model. I understand who my customers are. I know what value proposition I'm offering.
A little bit. They're still, funnily enough, we still do a lot of that. But you've got an idea of it. You know what someone's talking about when they say it. Right?
Yeah.
Like, you what?
Yeah.
Client?
Yeah.
Ideal client? What's one of them?
Yeah.
don't answer those questions.
Mm-hmm. No, it's cool. So definitely check that out. 24th of May. Social day. Now, there's a lot going on at the end of May. The 30th of May to the 1st of May is this social day. So this is Lucy Hall and social day. And this is probably about her 9th or 10th. I can't remember what number she's at now. But she's gone big this year. And she's doing 3 days in a row. It's at the Congress Centre in London. She has got some amazing speakers. There's lots of workshops. This is for people that know social media and just want to take it to the next level. This is not for startups and they're helping you to build. You know, if you want to know how to use social media effectively for your business, go to Gen Z Live, and Zoe will be covering that up for earlier businesses. But if you actually want real in-depth nitty-gritty of what's the newest trend, how, and this is a lot of time, it's for the people that do social media, submit the most social media marketing businesses. This is awesome. I mean, the speaker she's got Bruce Daisley, who's the head of Twitter. She's got Ed Couchman, head of agencies Facebook. Sean King, Lisa Jenkins, Flory and Virgil, Chief Operating Officer of Citizen Express. No, not Citizen Express, Citizen Press UK. The list goes on and on and on and on and on, and there's all sorts of things you're going to be covering, is influencer marketing, agency growth, analytics and client reporting. Again, there's so much going to be put into these 3 days. It's awesome. So the tickets start from £150. To get more details, see who's going to be there and how it's going to help you. It's a CPD accreditation. You get CPD accreditation for the 2.5 days. So it's really worth it, and it will help you with your social media business. For more details, go to www.socialday.co.uk.
Was that CPD, not CP3?
No,
I'm going to do that again.
Good try. I like it. There was somebody here who was a CEO of a company. I'm almost a CPO of a company. Oh, that would have worked. See, I'm going to be doing this all afternoon now. People are going to be.
Don't give your voice a rest. I'll do the Maidstone Medway Business Show, which is another free event. We're spoiled in Kent, aren't we? There's like so many free events.
This is just, you've got no excuse not to go out and help your business, because it's free. The amount of free help you can get to help you.
And there's all these helpful people who are actually offering their help, and you can get it for free. So, Maidstone Medway Business Show, free 26th of June 2018 at the Mercure, which is usually known as the Great Danes Hotel off the A20, at Harriet Shin.
Hollingbourne.
Hollingbourne. I always get those two mixed up, but it's, yeah. Thank you, Paul. Again, early start, 8:30 start, and lots of speakers. I won't go through them all, but there are some, the ones I know here are Dan Knowlton from KPS, Josh Whitten, partner at Digital Works Group, B2B Digital Marketing, Linda Garcia, Aluxi Consulting, Boosting Productivity, lots and lots of interesting people here. So, Maidstone and Medway Business Show, Friday the 26th of June, 2018.
Go, it's those...
Okay, I'll just do the URL for that. Okay. So, as you're...
That's coming towards the end of the show.
So, this is a Grow Kent event. So, www.growkent.co.uk/Maidstone Business Show or kentbusinessradio.co.uk, category business events.
Those events are brilliant. You meet and connect with people you know, and you reconnect, and then you make new connections.
I did the Kingsbury one, actually, yes, which is the 29th of March, which was super, super event at the Cricket Ground, which is an amazing historic venue. Mm. And it was busy. Lots of people there, lots of great speakers. Although I did speak as well, but that was breakfast time, so that doesn't really count. But lots of great speakers through the day.
Does it count? It counts even more because it was breakfast time.
It was. Everybody was digesting their bacon sandwiches, so it was actually it was a good event actually all day. Mm. And it was. Yeah. Paul had a very, very long day that day.
I certainly did.
5:30 start from 10 to noon.
Yeah.
The emceeing the breakfast, emceeing all day, and emceeing the Canterbury Business Awards in the evening.
Yep. Yeah. I started work at 6 a.m. and I got home just after 1:30.
Are you in a union?
I do love the way he likes to exaggerate things.
All right.
Anyway, moving on.
What time did I get on then?
Before 1:30.
Not to the children. No, no, sure? No arguing mum and dad. Not while we're on it.
We have had a tweet from our favourite person on Twitter, at TDBotty. And he is, what he says was, from freezing to heat, must be a good week. Yeah, look at this weather. Bank holiday weekend, bring it on. It's a good week for the popular Marsh networking over coffee, 10 a.m. next Wednesday the 9th at New Romney. Where is it, Terry?
Is it the same? Is it over breakfast? Is Sinkport Arms?
Sinkport Arms.
New Romney High Street.
New Romney High Street. You can book on Eventbrite. So either two things to do: either follow Terry on the Botfield.
TDBotty on Twitter,
or you can go to Eventbrite and put in Marsh networking over coffee, and then it will come up. Check that out.
Can I have a couple of shout outs from Twitter? So Cars from Kent .com. Yes, please, Amanda and Mark. Could we have a Business Bunker Extra, Business Bunker shout out? Buy some of your cars locally. Thanks from Mitch.
Fantastic. Now I'm trying to find it. Where can
and
I
also there was another one which was if I can find it, scroll down and find it. I'm not gonna find it now. AWDSLR Photography has been in touch and would also like a shout out today.
You can have a shout out.
DSLR Photography on Twitter.
Fantastic. And I'm gonna give a shout out to Bridger House who tweeted me last night, and they've had an amazing week this week, very international with their business. I'm sorry guys, I can't find your tweet to read out, but at Bridger House on the Twitter tweeted in for a shout out. And it's like, hey, sometimes you just can't find things on Twitter. It's just, anyway, you've had your shout out. And I've got one more event I have to tell you about, and this is just for fun. It's the Black Deer Festival. It's on the 22nd to the 24th of June at Eridge Park in Kent, and it's a festival of Americana and country. So anybody who likes country music or Americana, and they've got so much going on. They've got camping, custom motorcycles, artisan and makers, kid adventures and activities, creative workshops and talks, smokehouse cooking and barbecue competition.
Mm-hmm. How to do a fire pit.
Yeah, as well as lots else. So check that out, blackdeerfestival.com. And that's it. We have now come to the end of another
thing. It's over so fast.
It's like, just what I say. You have
what do they say?
Time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah.
Thank you so much to Mark for co-hosting.
What else? Pleasure. Thank you, Amanda.
Thank you so much, Ali, for being on the show. Thank you, Paul, for being here. Next week's show, I have Millie Wright as my co-host, and our guest is Tanya Emery. Okay. And we will be back next week.
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders. This is Channel 2.
Paul has got another great lineup of guests.